Well, let's see if you can today. Can't Beat Steph, presented by St. Vincent de Paul, and the jackpot is all the way up to $55. Vicky from Belleville is on the line. Vicky, if you win, you get $55. No matter what, you're getting four tickets to go see Logan Mize at the Rave in Milwaukee this Friday. It's going to be a really fun concert. And today, since it's a Throwback Thursday, we're doing all of our trivia from 1995. Okay.
All right.
How old were you in 1995? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't even add that early in the morning.
Just kidding. All right, so question number one. This Jen Aniston ex was named People's Sexiest Man Alive in 1995.
Brad Pitt.
And he still is. It's like a fine wine. He just keeps on getting better. All right, Mel Gibson reminded us that they will take our lives, but never our freedom in this hit movie.
Freedom! Braveheart.
Good movie. All right, number three. He was one of the most beloved celebrities until he was charged with double murder in 1995.
Double murder O.J. Simpson?
Ooh, Vicky, you're doing good. All right, this dance craze had everybody's booty moving, even though no one knows the proper lyrics to the accompanying song of the same name.
The Macarena?
Oh, my Lord. All right, and this number one sitcom was about nothing and took place in New York City.
Family Matters?
That's not bad, though. 4 out of 5. You really kicked booty on that one. All right, Steffi? 4 out of 5, Vicky did. She was good. All right.
What year are we going back to?
1995.
I love the 90s.
I was 15 that year. Vicky has no idea how old she was.
Okay, Steph, if you were 15, old? I would have been 13.
Then I would have been like 14.
How old?
Oh, yeah. Okay, 13, 14. Cool.
Still don't know. I'm going to give you a buzzer on that one. All right. So question number one. She got 4 out of 5. So question number one. This Jen Aniston ex was named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
Brad Pitt.
Yes, he was. All right. Number two, Mel Gibson reminded us that they will take our lives, but never our freedom.
Never seen the movie, but it's Braveheart.
One of the most iconic lines from any movie. Mm-hmm. All right. He was one of the most beloved celebrities until he was charged with double murder in 1995.
O.J.
The juice is loose. Yeah. That's right. My stepmom was glued to the TV. She used to record the trial so she could watch it when she got home from work.
That was before DVR, kids.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. VCR. All right. This dance craze had everybody's booty moving, even though no one knows the proper lyrics to the accompanying song of the same name.
So true. Macarena. You're right. After, it's like, how do we sing the rest of the song?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, you got some
this
of it?
This is about to get stuck in your head for the rest of your day. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm going to do this to you. This
guy, you're right. What do they say besides Macarena?
Our friends at La Movida would know.
Oh, yeah. We should ask
them.
Yeah,
we should definitely have him translate. They talk so fast. Remember, it was two old guys in suits during this here. Once the music gets going here, if eventually it's going to get going, I'm not sure. It's got a good beat to it. This really...
Double booked wedding, screwing up the wedding music here, Jackson. What's going on?
I know. Come on. All right, Macarena. I'm moving you forward, Macarena. Here we go. Nope.
You got to get to the music.
No idea. Some burrito? Muchacho. Amigo? No idea. No, I'm going to leave that up for the rest of the time here. All right. So you got that one right there. You're tied. Let's see if you can sweep, Steph. This number one sitcom was about nothing and took place in New York City.
Oh, that was Seinfeld.
It's a show about nothing.
Yes!
There it is. Steph with 5. Vicky, you did great, but Steph came correct. She loves the 90s and swept it. You got yourself those tickets to Logan Mize at the Rave in Milwaukee.
Yeah, just for playing with us.
That's
okay,
right.
Vicky?
But what you do need to say is, hi, my name is Vicky from Belleville, and I can't beat Steph.
Hi, my name is Vicky from Belleville, and I can't beat Steph today.
Today.
They keep on qualifying it.
I like it.
Nobody's beat you in a while. We're throwing more money. It'd be $60 tomorrow, and we're going to have Gary Allen tickets tomorrow.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.